Section 2. You are going to hear a radio tour about buying a bicycle. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 20. Now listen to the first part of the talk and complete the notes by filling in the numbered spaces 11 to 20.
Well, last week we talked about buying camping equipment, and today I'd like to talk to you about buying a bicycle. A simple enough exercise, you might imagine, but there are lots of things to look out for to make sure you get the best deal for your money. Well, the range of bicycles is enormous. There are racing bikes, touring bikes, mountain bikes, or just plain ordinary bikes for riding around town. They vary enormously in two basic ways: price and quality. This means that the choice you make will probably be determined by the amount of money you want to pay, your own personal needs, what is actually available, or a compromise of all three things. However, in broad terms, you can spend anything from $50 to $2,000 on a bike, so you'll need to know what you're looking for. Single-speed cycles, that is, bikes with no gears, are really only suited to short, casual rides. Their attraction is their simplicity and reliability. After years of neglect, they still manage to function, though not always too efficiently. If it's basic transport you're after, then you can't go wrong. Three-speed cycles, on the other hand, are all that is really necessary for most town riding, going to the shops and things like that. Like the single-speed bike, they're simple and reliable. If you are going to be going up and down lots of hills, then you'll probably want something more efficient. 5 and 10-speed bicycles are best suited to riding over long distances or hilly terrain and to serious touring. So if it's serious touring you're interested in, get a 5 or 10-speed bike. However, it's worth remembering that the difference in price between a 5 and 10-speed cycle is usually very little, and so it's well worth paying that little bit extra to get the 10-speed one. So I would tend to recommend the 10-speed bike as the price is similar. However, you'll be getting better quality components. Now, the next thing we need to look at is size. Buying a cycle is like buying clothes. First of all, you find the right size, and then you try it on to see if it fits. Contrary to what you might imagine, the size of the cycle is not determined by the size of the wheels, except in children's cycles, but by the size of the frame. So you'll need to measure the length of your legs and arms to get a frame that is the right size for you. Well, that's all from Helpful Hints for today.
That is the end of Section 2.